Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 17, it talks about the wives to the husband. Submit yourselves to those who... You understand I didn't write this, okay? That have the rule over you. Again, we understand what the word rule means. That place in a position of authority, you're to obey them. That sounds so bad in today's language, don't it? Like the pastor's up here cracking a whip and, yes, and master, you know, that kind of thing. I shouldn't say that, but you know what I'm talking about, you know? Like, well, I'm a slave driver. That's not what that means. But it literally, that you go along because you trust him and you submit to him. Why? Why? Because look at that next part. Why should you obey them and submit yourselves unto them? And we've already set in order that this is a man of God who is following God, who loves God, who's teaching his word, and you're to follow him. Okay, that's already been understood. But now there's some responsibilities on the pastor. Great responsibilities on the pastor. Matter of fact, I have a note, I'm gonna jump down. No greater responsibility in life than being a pastor. Think about it. There's no greater position either. Being a pastor is better than being president of the United States. Amen. Doesn't pay as well, but but no greater position on this earth is there than being a pastor. And no greater responsibility on the earth than being a pastor. Why is that? Because pastor cares for the souls of men. We're not talking about just here and now. We're talking about for eternity. That's our responsibility, to care that they watch for your souls. The word watch literally means to stay awake. It pictures a shepherd guarding the sheep from predators that are out there, and the shepherd, even at night when the sheep are resting and sleeping, that the shepherd is always on guard protecting that flock. That's what that word to watch for means, to guard, like a soldier standing guard on constant alert from an approaching enemy. And by the way, there's a lot of enemies out there. And so the responsibility of a pastor is to watch out for the souls of the congregation of the people. I could go in, and I don't want to run around, but that's why we must preach against sin. A lot of people don't like preaching against sin because it's offensive to people, okay? That's why the man of God still has to preach against sin. Of course, the grace of God and love of God, but he does that to protect the flock. We care and watch for your souls. Why? And because they must give an account. We are in a position of authority. And where much is given, much is required. So we are not to take our position as leadership flippantly. I take it very seriously. And we're going to look at some things here in just a minute. But let me finish this. A pastor is accountable to God and how he handles the flock of God. There's a difference between a shepherd and cowboys who drive the cattle. A cowboy, okay? Difference between a cowboy and a shepherd. A shepherd leads. A cowboy drives. He drives the cows, you know, in that direction. But a shepherd leads. Again, I'll never forget, we just had our missions conference, and when Doug first went to Romania, and Doug's heard this many, many times, and some of you have been here a long time, heard this many times. Every time I get this thought about a shepherd, when Doug and Dan were first in Romania, the Alps, ain't that the Alps, the horse, whatever mountains, what are they called? Those mountains that came down like a horseshoe. Anyway, we were there when they were first there. And I'll never forget, we were up on a mountain, and down in the valley was Gregory. He didn't have any teeth. I still remember it. He didn't have any teeth. He had a little axe thing that he would chop weeds, you know, that would harm the sheep. Anyway, I went down in the valley down there, and Doug was, they were up there, and we actually were running up and down them valleys. Matter of fact, I remember Doug handed a tract in a Bible or a tract to a lady up there who couldn't speak Romanian yet. You remember that? Up in that parking lot. And hey, they couldn't talk. But anyway, handed them a tract and a Bible. But anyway, we're down. And here come Gregory, bunch of sheep. And I went through the middle of those sheep singing. I'll never forget. My sheep know my voice. And the pastor, they were around. I was saying, literally, and you know what them sheep did? They scattered. Because a stranger's voice, they do not know. I tried it out, and it was true. And I thought Gregory had this little hose, like a little hose thing. And I thought he was going to get after me with that thing. But the reason I knew he didn't have teeth, because he started smiling at me. He laughed a little bit. Then all of a sudden, it was an amazing thing. He started calling to them sheep, and they came back to him after I had scattered them. Okay. Another interesting thing, Kayla was just a little bitty old girl. Well, not Kayla, Tiffany, just a little bitty old girl. Never forget it. And we're going back up that hill, a steep mountain. We're going back up to get up to the parking lot. And Gregory picked up Tiffany. Tiffany, she just 4, 5, 6 years, no, ever how old she was. I don't remember how old she was. Just a little bitty old girl. Picked her up. Now remember, he had a little hoe thing, and my first thought, oh no, he's going to sacrifice her. He picked her up in one arm and had the little hoe thing. And here I'm going hands and almost doing this up the mountain, because he's walking with 2 feet. He knew where to go, how to go, where to, carrying Tiffany in his hand, and I don't remember which hand it was, and his little hoe in the other, and he put her on top of that mountain. And I'll never forget that thing. Anyway, a shepherd guides his sheep, even when somebody comes in there and scatters them. He knows how to get them back together, because the sheep love that shepherd, and the shepherd takes. Who's the great shepherd? Jesus. Where do you get that? The 23rd Psalm. Ooh. The Lord, he is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He calms us. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He feeds us. He calms us. You know, you know the rest of the psalm. He takes care of us. Thou anointest my head with oil. That's taking care of us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. They guide me. That's what a rod and a staff is. One's for comfort, and the other's for knocking your head if you're out of, I shouldn't say that. Anyway, he is disciplined. Anyway, it's a picture of Jesus as our shepherd. Pastors are what are mentioned in the scripture about being a shepherd. We would call them under-shepherds, under Jesus Christ. He allows us to shepherd this flock. Westwood Missionary Baptist Church, what a tremendous privilege you have given me to shepherd you, to lead you and to guide you. And I have to do it very carefully, because I have to give an account of how I lead you, how I feed you, the direction that we go, whether it's adding missionaries, the mission field, you know, all the properties, other things or whatever. You consider his lifestyle, his character, if he's a man of God. They're not always right. They're not always right. But the thought is this, that they must give an account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief. I love that. I love that. I love that passage of scripture. You know, talking about me. Preacher, why are you smiling all the time? Because I do it with joy. Now, I will admit some of y'all are hard-headed sheep. Many of y'all are hard-headed sheep. But I do it with joy. Why? Because I love you. And that's what the word, it literally means, how he handles the flock of God. No greater position in caring for a man's soul, and we're to do it with joy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.